Isn't Dr. Schumacher dictating progress on Lucille Lonsway? Last name Lonsway, Lucille Lucille. Place was Covenant Glen. Date was April 11, 2022. The chief complaint: Ms. Lonsway was seen regarding follicle skin wounds, history of atrial fibrillation, edema, etc. The paragraph history. Overall, she is doing better. Appeared. Mrs. Lonsway is more alert than when I saw her about 2 to 4 weeks ago. Period. She is bothered a bit by osteoarthritis of the knees. Period. She can mobilize though with a walker and mostly with a wheelchair. Period. She has a history of hypertension, but that's stable without chest pain or headache or other cardiac symptoms, period. She has a history of congestive heart failure and there's some edema, but to me it seems less than when I last had seen her, period. She also has skin wounds, but they're much improved as well, period. There's only trace excoriation on her shins, period. Her atrial fibrillation is stable, heart rate is controlled, and she denies palpitation or dizziness, period. Her heart rate is irregular, period. She's being anticoagulated with Eliquis, period. In the paragraph, she sometimes has this feeling of not feeling well, but she didn't again give me any specific symptoms, period. If anything, she has improved and is more alert, period. Her dementia is there, but mild, period. The paragraph review, the system is negative for chest pain, shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, dysuria, hematuria, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, or bleeding. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed. Pulse 47 with 5/16, blood pressure 130 over 80, O2's at 97%. Head and neck. Pupil equal and react to the light. Eyes and conjunctiva normal. Extraocular normal. Oral mucosa normal. Lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal. So it's 2. No gout, no murmur. Some edema, about 1 to 2 plus, but less. Abdomen not tender. CNS cranes are grossly intact. Sensation intact. New paragraph assessment and plan. 1. Mrs. Lonsway has bradycardia, but it seems asymptomatic, and she has good blood pressure and no dizziness, period. I believe cardiology is also following, period. New paragraph 2, she has history of congestive heart failure, but her edema is better and she's not short of breath. Unless I'm stopping the aldactone, lisinopril, as I understand that her potassium is a bit on the high side, period. Her edema is better, period. New paragraph 3, she has dementia, but that's not too extreme. And she's oriented place 5 out of 5 and time 4 out of 5, period. I'll follow up with this, period. New paragraph 6, she has, 5, she has hypertension. I will continue lisinopril 40 milligrams, 5 milligrams daily, period. Seven, she has osteoarthritis of the knees. May continue Bengay topically 4 times a day and Tylenol a tablet every 4 hours if needed. Period. Oh, please make a question under hypertension. Put down as controlled. I'm stopping by lisinopril, not continuing. She does remain on Lasix for her heart failure and edema, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation.